It's Friday, April 25th, and with your news at 9 a.m., I am Leonard Witbian. The National Students Organization has welcomed the President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah's announcements, especially that of free tertiary education at public universities, as a historic victory. Nanso's Dortia Nangolo says the decision fulfills the student body's long-standing resolution, first adopted in 2015 and reaffirmed at last year's National Congress.
To hear the President announce that finally this is a reality is a huge moment for us as NANSO, because this was our generational mandate, that our generation of NANSO must be able to fight for free tertiary education, because education or higher education has been highly commodified. It's really, really expensive. So that was our mandate, our generational mandate. And we're absolutely overwhelmed with joy to know that it's become a reality so fast, something that we had put in our strategic plan and calculated that it would take at least 5 years to get to.
One Health Pharmacy will host a free health awareness day this Saturday in Kwisepmund in Walvis Bay. The 26 April event will offer services such as blood pressure, diabetes and BMI screenings, as well as free doctor's referrals. Pharmacist Grace Nakalondo says the goal is to promote awareness and early prevention of chronic illnesses. Nakalondo had this to add.
Patients that visit the health awareness day and they are on chronic medication, from the pharmacist perspective, we will request them to bring their health passport so that we can do what we call a medicine reconciliation. So we will look at their prescription and their medicine that they have been taking, and then if their condition is not yet being monitored according to their ideal standards or according to their ideal goal of where they should be, we will then advise, and then the doctor can reevaluate and see whether they can write new prescriptions for them.
The event takes place near ShopRite in Kwisepmund, Walvis Bay, and open to all ages. You may find the full interview on futuremedianews.com.na. South Africa's Eskom says Stage 2 load shedding, which was implemented yesterday afternoon, is due to a loss of generation units and higher than expected electricity demand, and was suspended at midnight. This follows the recovery of approximately 2,015 megawatts of generation capacity, an expected decline in electricity demand and sufficient emergency reserves. Eskom's spokesperson Daphne Mokwena says they will release their power alert later today.
Planned maintenance continues to ensure system readiness for increased winter demand, to meet regulatory requirements, and to ensure environmental compliance. Our team remains committed to restoring approximately 6,000 megawatts to service by next Tuesday.
To Asia, where Pakistan is calling India's decision to suspend a key water-sharing agreement an act of war. Islamabad has decided to cancel visas for Indians and stop trade. These measures came after India took similar steps this week in the wake of a terrorist attack that killed at least 26 people in Kashmir. New Delhi blames Islamabad for supporting cross-border terrorism. And in a rare moment of solidarity, opposition parties in India too have decided to support Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government in any action it might take, as Ishan Garg tells us more from New Delhi.
They said that they do stand with the government in whatever decision it's going to take. And a similar resolution was also passed by the regional parties in the Jammu and Kashmir province up in northern India, all of them saying that despite the tensions that are being caused, they stand with the government. So this moment of solidarity could just be that extra impetus the Indian government needs to carry out any further action that it may want to.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.